welcome to another episode of the Tip Balls Podcast. I am your host, Sam Randazzo. It is, it's Tuesday, right? Yep. Tuesday. It's the first Tuesday in December. What is today, the 3rd?
The 2nd. Second.
Today's the 2nd.
It is not Ape Day yet.
It's not Ape Day yet.
Ape Day is tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Ape Day, International Ape Day. Welcome to the Tipped Experience.
You'll know.
Hi, everybody. How's it going? Week 12. Week 12 came and went, right? We're in week 13 next week. Next week is week 13, right? Yep. Or no, next week's week 14. What week are we in? What is going on? I got a couple co-hosts to introduce. To my right, it is the one and only. He's Uncle Sam.
Hello.
Next week is
we got to hurry 14. Up because I got my tasty burger here. And I want to eat my burger, so let's hurry up and get with this shit.
Why do you need to say it with a southern accent?
To tell the people. Tell the people. He already inhaled an order of onion rings.
Listen to me. I'm hungry.
Wait, there were onion rings?
I'm old and I'm hungry.
He killed the entire box of onion rings before you showed up.
So there's no more onion rings.
Onion rings are long gone.
Sorry.
Onion rings are long gone.
I got some fries over here.
What's your synopsis of the rings?
They were okay.
Just okay.
Yeah, they're okay.
Okay.
The burger's good.
Through the first half of the burger, how was
it? The burger's is fine.
The problem
is cold now, but
Bruce, will you go microwave my burger real quick?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Just leave it on all cams and go microwave this real quick. Because it's ice cold.
I told you this would
It's happen. Ice cold. Well, that's what I'm saying. Go throw it. We have a microwave here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The tip
Bruce
microwave.
Has a little Frankenmuth hoodie on.
Yeah. Bruce spent a nice evening in Frankenmuth over the weekend.
Did he really?
With family
who?
Members.
With family.
All five of them went?
I don't know. Was Christopher in town? Christopher was in town.
Christopher's in town.
Also, Christopher and his girlfriend was there.
And then they had, there was Emmerichs, various Emmerichs from parts of the country that were also here. There was various
a lot
Emmerichs
of Emmerichs from around the country.
Christopher called me Friday night trying to force Michigan tickets on me.
I forgot. Christopher, if you're in there, sorry, I forgot to call you back, bud. But yes,
I'm like, no, brother.
It's
gonna snow. I'm not into that.
No. There you go. You getting into that shit right there? I'm waiting for him to come back before I introduce you.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
You know, Anthony in the chat. How was your guys' Thanksgiving, Anthony? We're gonna get to that, and then he needs help with Flex for this week.
Hold on.
And he also wanted to let us know not to trust Lamar right now.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think that's very fair.
There's a lot of people that can't be trusted and can be trusted.
A lot of people.
There's a lot.
Hey, Bruce, Jacqueline's in here sending finger hearts. She's ready for you, bud.
Who?
Jacqueline. Bruce's Jacqueline. Anyone who's in need of Bills versus Patriots game tickets, I'm getting rid of mine from McGee Sugar.
Bills versus Patriots tickets?
Hey.
You want to do a giveaway?
Give away some Bills Patriots tickets. Honestly, is that game in Foxborough or is that game in Orchard Park?
I think game two is in Foxborough. They already won in Orchard Park. Yeah.
The microwave? What? It just made it molten? Jesus Christ. It's fucking. Oh my God.
It's hot.
It's on fire. Why? You need yours warmed up too?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's go.
To my left, it is our very own Mr. Zolo, Mike Pelizzolo.
What up, Doe? I went to the Pistons game last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I got a great video of that Cade reverse layup to seal the deal.
Did you? What is the Pistons record at the moment?
I believe they have 4 losses. I don't know how many wins. It's like 15 or 16. Wow. They're good. They're still in the top of the East. They're very good. Michigan State basketball has beaten Arkansas, Kentucky, and North Carolina. They have a tough one against Iowa tonight. And then they play Duke at the Breslin Center on Saturday. They are undefeated and look good. And Michigan basketball is the number 3 team in the country, and they absolutely pumped 3 tournament teams last week all in a row. They killed San Diego State by 30. They killed Auburn, who knocked Michigan and Michigan State out of the tournament the next night by 40. And then they killed Gonzaga by 40 to win this tournament last week. They handed Mark Few his biggest loss ever at Gonzaga. Michigan is really, really good. Michigan State is really good, and the Pistons are good. So,
Michigan's tip basketball? Three?
Michigan's number 3, yeah.
And what state?
State moved up to 7.
Wow.
State moved up to 7, yeah.
You know what? People say basketball is trash. College basketball is not trash.
I don't think that. Listen, when the Pistons are good, the NBA is not trash.
You want to know what's good about college basketball?
The Pistons, go ahead. I want to hear your
opinion. Here's the thing about college basketball. I don't give a shit. All your great players are always, half of them skip college now just to go to the NBA.
Yeah.
Where you're getting the guys that
prima donna sport.
Are they really that good? No. but they will play hard and want to make a name for themselves.
The guys are staying now because of NIL. So right. Michigan's best player, it's this transfer from UAB. His name is Yaxel Lenberg. Before he transferred to Michigan, he told them, I'm going through the draft process. He goes, I'm going to go through the draft process, and if I don't get what I'm looking for, I will commit to your school. Michigan, of course, paid him absurd money, but they go, that's fine. And Dusty May, Michigan's coach, helped him through the draft process. So a kid that never even played for him, he helped him. He goes, right. We will give you every resource. You can have every workout, everything you need from us to get drafted, do it. And if you don't get drafted, come to Michigan. So he went through the draft process, and what ended up happening was he got a first-round grade. So he would have been drafted in the first round last year, but it wasn't lottery and it wasn't high enough. So Michigan is basically paying him more money than he would have made on a rookie deal. So that's what's great about college NIL has worked in college basketball to the extent of getting good players to stay. It hasn't worked in the sense where guys are transferring. Like, there's guys who have played on six teams in 5 years
somehow.
Yeah,
that's crazy, dude. That's,
but, yeah, it kind of works. And Michigan's got a squad. Michigan State also has a very good squad. So that should be fun. They play January 30th for the first time, then they play at the end of March. Yeah, and then the Pistons, like I said, the Pistons are, even if you hate the NBA, the Pistons are one of the most fun watches right now because they're all so young, and they play defense, and they just play really, really hard because they're a bunch of athletic dudes.
That's the difference between them and everybody else is they play defense.
Play defense. Their star is also the best American young star in
the
league.
Last year, and then the Pistons weren't there to finish it out the year, so it's another Detroit.
They made the playoffs.
And then they lost.
They lost as a sixth seed to a team that went to the conference finals and they had two major injuries, all rotation right. guys.
Did you see the name in front of it? It's called Detroit. They're not gonna make it, man.
What does that
mean? I don't know what you're saying,
what
but
what the fuck does that mean? Anyway, where are we at?
Real quick on TikTok.
Everything's washed.
By the way, you didn't introduce Bruce.
Oh, behind the computer, it's Bruce, covered in goo. Tugboat Venditti.
Eating goo.
Hello.
Hey,
look at
take
that.
A bite of that burger.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Take a bite of that burger. It's got to be on camera. Oh,
yeah. Throat
look at
it. Throat it. A couple things here. Jacqueline says she doesn't know who's breaking her heart more, Bruce or the Lions with all their injuries.
Oh, should we start there? Is the Lions with their injuries or with the way they play?
Or
should we start?
The general manager or the head coach or whoever. Where do you want to start? Obviously, we need to start there.
The general manager.
We need to get that out of the way.
Bruce,
what do you have to say about the general manager of the Detroit Lions?
He fucking sucks.
That's not a bad burger.
Actually,
pretty good burger.
I'll tell you what I truly think
about
Brad.
That's a pretty good burger.
He drafts well. All right.
Who does?
Brad Humps.
I don't know about that.
All right. In the earlier rounds, he drafts well. Later in the draft, he sucks. And during the season, he fucking sucks. So it's either he's got to go or he's got to get some fucking help.
All right, bet. I have thoughts here if anybody cares to hear them.
I would like to go last.
Okay. My thoughts are the team's playing cocky. The team has been playing cocky. And they keep getting punched in the face. And you're at a precipice now where if you lose to Dallas this week, which Dallas just beat Kansas City and Philadelphia back to back. And if I recall correctly, those are the two teams in the Super Bowl last year. You are now at the threshold of this being a lost season. You're right there. Because the problem is Chicago, granted, I don't think they have the best resume out there. I really don't. I think Philadelphia was fraudulent. I've been saying it all along. You have to give Chicago credit where credit's due. They beat Philly.
Thank you for giving Chicago credit.
You have to give them the credit.
That's something that I would not have done until this week.
This week.
Chicago deserves correct. A little bit of credit.
They deserve credit because they beat Philadelphia. They are currently the number one seed in the NFC.
Hold on one second. This Gabe20 is just going buck wild in the chat. Pick up Will Lutz, Riley Patterson, or Matt Prater since Andy Borregales got a bye week. You're
pick
asking us about kickers.
Pick up Matt Prater.
Pick up whoever's playing indoors this week.
Picked up Matt Prater this week.
Is Matt Prater still
yeah, he's with the
cocktail?
Best. So
why are we getting spam with kicker questions? Like, what's going on here?
There's kickers that got hurt over the weekend, I think.
All right, whatever. Young Hoku kicked the ground.
all I'm going to say.
He did.
If the Lions lose this week to Dallas, you go to 7-6. I'm sorry. Are you getting? You could win out at that point, and it's still a question mark as if you're going to get in, and you still play Chicago again.
Are you thinking playoffs still?
I mean, I'm still at the point where I'm thinking playoffs.
I have thoughts on this.
Because they can win the last three.
Before I do the eulogy, just to foreshadow where I think this is going, before I do the eulogy, I want you all to know that mathematically, not only are they still in the playoffs, possibly.
They could still win the division.
They could still win the division. And I think the two teams that they are chasing in the division are weak. Now, here's the problem. The two teams they are chasing in the division are both better than them.
Can I say one other thing?
Please.
Before we go into the full eulogy?
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I am still in, like I am still in on them, is because of what everyone else has done. Because if you take your NFC teams that are for real, i.e. the Rams, who we all think are Super Bowl caliber, i.e. Philadelphia, they're all losing games. Like the Rams lost a game that everybody would have had as a gimme to Carolina this week. The Eagles lost a game that everybody had as a gimme to Chicago this week. So the top teams in the division keep losing as well. That, to me, is why the Lions are still in it. But you either have to beat Dallas or you have to beat the Rams. And then you have to win your last three.
No, they got to go 4-1 just to make the playoffs.
Correct.
Which I always said 4-1 gets them to 11. I always said that 11 probably wins you this division this year. Mm-hmm. It probably does. Now, the problem is this time around, the 11, you're down some tiebreakers unless Green Bay goes on a losing streak and you sweep Chicago. But now I'm inclined to believe that Chicago, I still don't think they're world beaters, but they are going to win some of these games.
Ben Johnson could very, very easily eliminate the Lions from playoff contention this year.
I think they'll be done from playoff. Personally, I think they will be eliminated from playoff contention before that.
Oh, God. This is going to get real ugly.
This was your chance. And here's my problem with the Lions right now. They just haven't had – they've had one or two complete games all year. One or two, maybe. And this is –
garbage teams.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you consider Chicago garbage? Because that was a complete game against the Chicago Bears.
They caught them early.
Yeah.
They caught them early before they got hot. They're hot right now. They're hot.
The gist is the offense had been putrid for weeks. It turned in a relatively good performance against a good Giants defense. It put up – 27 points before overtime against a good Giants defense. And then last week, it was more than serviceable against Green Bay. It was way better than week one. That's with no two tight ends, no St. Brown, and a major lack of run game. So anyone who wants to not Goff, yeah. I would argue that look at what he's done with very little over the last 2 weeks.
Like 1 second to throw the ball.
With little time to throw the ball even. And always on the run. I'm not obsessed with Goff, but like this is the guy, number one. This is the guy. That's my only good takeaway of this team right now. That's my only good takeaway of the team. I have faith in Kelvin Shepard's defense. I think it's been better more than it's been worse this entire year. It has cost you the last two games.
I don't think his is schematics. I don't. I actually think it's personnel.
Yeah.
Personally, they don't have the personnel to run the type of defense he wants to run. That is an issue.
This is the second time you will ever hear me say this. It's something that I disagreed with until the last 2 weeks. And then there's a second edge to this sword. Pass rush is still very much, it's the second biggest hole on the team right now. I still think the offensive line is number one. The pass rush is non-existent, and I will be the first one right now to hold Aiden Hutchinson at least partially accountable, because even though I get it, you're not getting it from the interior and you're not getting it from the other side of you. They needed an inch more. They needed him to get to Jordan Love on that fourth down on Thursday, and he couldn't do it. No one with him could do it, and you know that's what's making me feel like everything is a wash right now. Is there's just so many deficiencies, and these are the different kind of deficiencies than last year, because last year the offense still ticked. It still was and they were cocky, and they were getting those fourth downs. The reason he doesn't kick still, the reason he goes for the fourth and longs at midfield is because he has faith in his guys. I tried to explain this to my brother. If you have fit, like everything they did, every mistake they've made and every positive that like all the cool stuff that we've seen is predicated around I trust my guys. They're going to execute. And I firmly believe that Dan Campbell, up until this week, I think he'll change his tone going forward. I firmly believe he thought that my guys were going to execute, that Goff is not going to throw the ball poorly off his back foot, and J-Mo's going to catch. They're going to make it happen. Think about it. Go ahead. I've been talking.
Listen to me. He was turning to go upfield before he had the ball.
The throw was bad.
The throw wasn't that bad. He should have caught that.
He could have caught it.
You could see his body movement was to turn upfield, and he didn't catch the ball, dude.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing that a receiver should do is catch the ball. You can't fucking start running before you get the ball.
Yeah.
You got to have the fucking ball, dude. It was there. I don't give a shit if it was a little bit behind him. He's an NFL receiver. He should have caught that ball. Had a great game. Guy had a great game. Not going to down him at all. He's actually played above what I thought he is.
The offense isn't my issue, though.
My issue is this.
Offensive.
They've gotten away from who they are. They've totally gotten away this year of who they
are. They can't be who they want.
There is no more, we're going to bite this leg, and we're going to bite this ankle, and come up and bite you in the fucking knee. There's no grit. I don't see this team has no physicality anymore. They are not a physical football team anymore. A year ago, they were physical. They've lost what they had. They've lost the physicality war on both sides of the fucking line.
Someone tried to measure Frank Ragnow. Like, of course, we're well aware Frank Ragnow was a huge loss, right? Goes without saying. But now in this postscript, which, by the way, since we've last been on the air, Frank Ragnow unretired and then retired again. Someone tried to measure Ragnow and the impact he's had on exactly what you just named, on the ground and pound.
Physicality is gone.
What Frank Ragnow brought to the table is he was one of the, and you and I have had conversations with David Montgomery about this before, the center is typically the highest IQ player on the football field, no matter
the
what.
Anchor. Yep.
It's the center. And a lot of the times it could be the quarterback as well, or you have a smart quarterback like we did the last 2 years and a smart center, but the center is the smartest guy on the field. And when you have a super center like Frank Ragnow, he makes game prep significantly easier. And Jared Goff, over the last 2 years, had the autonomy to call plays at the line because he had the best center in football. He was a smart guy. He had a great offensive coordinator, and they were prepped for anything. That's what's missing this year is the lack of grit in the offensive line.
The physicality. You don't see it anymore.
They don't look prepared. They're so banged up. And, again, I'm not pulling the ripcord. There's some people that are like, oh, your best chance was in San Francisco. It's over. It's true. I disagree with that.
I totally agree with that.
So you think there's nowhere to go but down? Is that what you're saying? You don't think there's any tweaks that can be...
Well, you kind of see it already.
Well, that's just...
Look where we're headed.
Because they didn't put the resources into where they should have put the resources.
But they've forgotten who they are.
I know, but you could fix that. You can bring in – the Bears brought in Joe Tooney, and they brought in Jonah Jackson, and overnight they have the best record in the NFC.
Thank you.
That's all you need to do.
Thank you.
That's all you need to do.
You want to know why?
You need to – go ahead.
When Ben Johnson walked out this door, he knew what he needed to replicate. Correct. And what he needed to replicate off this Lions team wasn't the offensive line – or wasn't the quarterback. It wasn't Gibbs. It wasn't any of that. If you have – the best offensive line in the conference, you will win football.
You could put 300 down Jalen Carter's throat.
They put 300 yards on the Philly Texans.
Yeah.
And they did.
Come on, dude.
Yep. And that's because we didn't do that.
That's why this is fixable to me. It's so fixable. If Ragnow's got any juice left in the tank, please, by all means. Maybe he doesn't. Here's my solution. Here's my solution on the offensive line. Number one, you move Sewell to the left. You move him to the left. He was a left tackle in college. He's only playing right tackle because Taylor Decker didn't want to give up the left. It worked for 3 years. I love him. Great captain. Sets the tone. His age is showing. You move on, or if you see if he wants to move to the right and can stay healthy. He hasn't been healthy since day one.
Blocking, guys.
Number one, I'm moving Sewell to the left.
My man can't even practice anymore, dude, because he's so unhealthy.
Exactly.
So you know what? Maybe it's time.
Hand him the clipboard, baby.
You know what I didn't understand is why wouldn't you take a guy like Decker and say, listen, Taylor, we know you're fucking banged up. Why don't we do this? why don't we push you in the guard and put that Manu dude out on the outside and help him with his fucking progression?
Nope.
What? Why?
I want sure things.
What?
I don't want projects.
You don't think Taylor Decker as a fucking guard would dominate?
I'm not as low on the guard position if Mahogany and Ratledge are healthy. I'm not as low on it. Well, they're not this year.
Mahogany's not.
I've phoned it in this year.
Going with this, put that kid out there. Put him on the island. If he's the guy, he's the guy. If not, listen, at this point, you guys are saying, oh, you know what? They still got a fucking chance. No, they don't.
Yeah,
I think they're done. After they lose this week to Dallas, which I'm taking Dallas, I think they're done. That's my
assessment. They are not done. They're not done. If they lose, they have to lose the next two.
Yeah.
Because you want to know what? I'm sorry. Chicago is still not going to win out, right? They're not going to win out.
Did Green Bay show you guys anything that blew you away?
Jordan Love could throw the football when he has 5 seconds to throw.
Well, yeah, that.
That's a fucking move.
They
showed me something.
And I don't even think
he showed me something. Yeah.
I don't even think that it was the lack of pressure. I think DJ Reed had his worst game as a Lion. I think it was all 50-50 balls. Amik Robertson and DJ Reed, and then even Terrion Arnold, his touchdown was a lot harder.
Amik Robinson, dude. He was giving up, 10 inches in height?
Yeah.
On fucking Watson?
Because even though there was no pass rush, they lost because their corners got gassed on three fourth down touchdown calls.
What happens when you're playing man-to-man you ain't getting a pass rush?
Yeah.
You're getting fucking smoked.
But if DJ Reed makes one of those two plays on the fourth downs, it's a different game. The Lions win the game.
100%.
You know? Yeah. No, they do. Like, the score reflects that.
Jameson Williams catches that ball, we're not even talking about this.
Probably.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't think they're going to beat Dallas. I definitely don't think they're going to beat the Rams, but you're right. They can get it all together.
They've got to win one of those.
On top of that, they haven't lost after a loss in like 3 years. So one would think that would show, and they hate Dallas. I just am looking at
what do you mean they haven't lost after a loss?
They haven't lost two in a row.
They haven't lost two games in a row since 2022.
Well, they did now.
No, they beat the Giants.
Oh, well.
Barely.
And so this is after a loss.
Barely.
50-50 came in and put 400 on you.
Look,
30-30.
This year is a wash to me. I think this year's over. I think the injuries were St. Brown is a massive injury. You have no tight ends.
I don't know. Tommy Kennedy looked pretty good in this.
Tom Kennedy stepped up really well. Tesla did not look that bad.
The one who impressed me was Kennedy. Came in running Amon-Ra's route tree. And
when they needed it, and that's what I mean by execution.
Hate the Tesla thing.
That's fair. I mean, you're going to see a lot more of them if St. Brown's out.
I mean, St. Brown's out. Khalif Raymond's doubtful.
Do you hate Tesla the player, or do you hate the concept of trading the two third round picks to move up
three
in the third round?
Thank you. Yes, I hate.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I'm not going to argue that. That doesn't mean the player's bad.
Okay,
though.
Can I ask the field a question here?
Please.
So going into Thursday night, right now on the depth chart. You have JMO as wide receiver one. Mm-hmm. Khalif Raymond is doubtful. Amon-Ra is questionable. Then you have Tesla, Kennedy, and Lovett.
You can win with that. Dallas' defense is garbage.
Then Brock Wright, questionable. And it's looking like he's not going to play. So tight end, you have Ross Dwelly.
What about Anthony Firkser?
And he's behind him. And then you have Hayden Rucci.
Who?
Hayden Rucci.
Hooden?
Tight end three.
I thought they worked out CJ Uzama yesterday.
Did they?
Yeah.
The ghost of the what?
If Jared Goff dies, who the fuck is going to play?
That's another major question that I think is going to have to be answered this offseason. You can no longer skate by in this league with that kind of backup.
Kyle Allen. If they beat the Cowboys, all of this is forgotten. Because then you can go into L.A. and you can get shit on by the Rams.
But no.
And then you come out and you've got to get it together for the next three.
I disagree on the shit on by the Rams, because if you lose that, you're 8-6. And then you have to win the next three.
But realistically, they should be able to win the next three. Whoa. They should. Whoa. What do you mean? Whoa.
Spank Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Chicago.
Really think
Pittsburgh,
think
Minnesota, Chicago.
Do you really be able to stop fucking Dallas?
Yeah,
I think it can.
I don't.
I think it can.
It all depends which lie. The Lions are like a box of chocolates right now. You don't know what you're going to get.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm serious.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
I'm serious.
I'm not going to play optimist.
I think they're playing like they packed it the fuck in.
I'm not going to play optimist. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I don't think the season's over. I'm just not, like, I wouldn't pick them in any game going forward. Maybe Pittsburgh. I would maybe pick them against Minnesota. Pittsburgh.
What if
Minnesota
nine,
started all this?
What happens if nine plays?
I haven't JJ seen McCarthy the quarterback get their them. Ass kicked.
Like, who
like
was
Aaron Rodgers did when Brett Favre got his ass kicked against Bounty Gate Saints.
Who was that guy that started at quarterback for Minnesota this weekend?
Thurman Merman.
Uma
Thurman.
What about him?
What the fuck was his name? Like, Bozmer? What was his actual name?
Bozmer. What about him?
Was it Max or is it M in front of it here? Is it Max Brosmer?
Brosmer.
Max Brosmer.
What about him?
Thurman Merman.
You watch that game?
Yes.
What do you have to say?
I'll be honest with you.
He had the lowest QBR for any starting quarterback since Jamarcus Russell.
I haven't seen one highlight from that game, by the way.
I didn't know
that game happened.
19 for 30, 120.
It was awful.
It was a 26-0 game against Seattle.
Seattle, they lost.
Max Brosmer, 19 for 30, 126 yards, four interceptions,
all right,
four sacks.
I will say this, though. Let's understand something. I don't think it would have mattered if J.J. McCarthy played that game. It would have been the same way.
It wouldn't have been Nine would have been better than that. Not J.J. McCarthy. Nine.
I don't know.
Max Brosmer, baby.
Yeah, he was dog shit.
So I want to get projections. What do you think Lions finish the season with, and do they make the playoffs right now?
No, I don't think they make the playoffs right now. As it stands, unless it sounds like Mahogany's coming back, like he could be back as soon as next week, and he's looking forward to it. Kirby Joseph is close. I think you get St. Brown next week. They would have to win. If they get to 4-1, they make the playoffs. And not only do they make the playoffs, I think they're going to have a very good shot at winning the division if they get to 4-1. I don't see that happening. I think they finish 9-8, and I think they miss the playoffs.
I think they go 4-1 the rest of the way. And they win the division and make the playoffs.
I think they go 1-4 and they don't make the playoffs.
Who do they beat if you think they're going to go 1-4? You think they're going to lose to Max Brosmer?
I think so.
Fuck you, dude.
No, J.J. McCarthy will be back.
You think nine? No, not J.J. McCarthy.
No.
J.J. McCarthy beat them.
Yes, but it won't happen again.
No, but it's on the road on short rest on Christmas, and their D-line is one of those disruptive D lines that's going to cause problems. If you have Mahogany back for that one, which he should be, I feel better.
Everybody that's coming back, they should go 4-1.
There's how many games left? Five.
Five.
There's five left. I got them. 1-4. I got them winning two.
They'll beat Max Brosmer for sure.
They'll beat Brosmer, and they'll beat Pittsburgh.
I don't know which two.
Dead Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know which two they're going to win. They're going to beat Pittsburgh, and then I think they're going to probably win one of the road games. Maybe Minnesota.
You really think that they will lose to Chicago in Week 18 with a playoff berth on the line to Ben Johnson? There's no way.
Ben Johnson will take his underwear off.
Chicago's personnel.
Dan Campbell would rather die than lose that.
It doesn't. It's not. That's the whole, that's the whole thing right now. Is it's no longer up to Dan Campbell. He doesn't have the personnel to make this happen. I'm not giving up on the head coach. I'm giving up on the personnel that's currently on the field. I think this year is a wash. I think you come out next year. I want them to finish in third
place. I'm
going to
be honest.
They already play a weak schedule. Look, can we do their schedule? Can you pull up their 2026 schedule?
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
No, it's easy.
How? It's not even ready.
Yes, it is. You know 14 of the 17 games they play next year.
Okay.
Here. So they're home.
Are you on FBS schedules?
Yeah. Their home is Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota. The Saints come here next year. Tampa comes here next year. Team you've beaten, four out of the last five times? The Patriots come here. That's intriguing. Aaron Glenn and the New York Jets come here. NFC East TBD, meaning
Buffalo.
That's across – no, East. And it's third – you play – if you finish in third, if you finish below Green Bay and Chicago,
so you
it's the third-place
Philly
team.
And-
No, it would be. It would probably be Washington or the Giants. Easy.
Okay.
And then AFC South, worst division in football, TBD, third place. So it would be Houston, Indy, or Jacksonville. Okay.
I don't think anybody wants a piece of Houston right now.
Yeah, I'm talking about next year, though.
Yeah.
And then you go on the road, your crossover is NFC West, third place, TBD. Maybe San Francisco. That one's a little tougher. But on the road, Atlanta, Carolina, Miami, Minnesota. Next year... If you rebuild this offensive line right now,
none of those games sound easy.
Dude, come on, man.
Some of these teams are going to be good.
Atlanta is fucking
dog shit. Some are going to be bad, though.
It's Carolina's average.
What?
Carolina's average and Atlanta is dumb. Where's Michael Penis?
All right. He's on dead. The IR.
He's dead.
Listen. Listen, I'm
dead limp penis.
It's not about what Dan Campbell brings. I get what he brings, and I think he's going to will this team to 9 wins and a winning record. I think he's going to Tomlin this one, but they need to rebuild the offensive line, and they need to go get that elusive pass rusher. There's other, like, crazy questions. There's some crazy questions that we also have to answer.
Those extra third-round picks would be real nice right now, wouldn't they?
Would be. There's four players that you're going to have to worry about their contracts. Obviously, Jack Campbell's a gimme. He's one of the best linebackers in football. You pick him up. Jameer Gibbs.
They don't have to do him yet.
Got
to
pick him up.
Next year, you're going to have to make decisions. You're going to have to make decisions on their options.
Is it him again?
Those two. And then here's where it gets tricky. Sam Laporta and Brian Branch.
You let Laporta walk.
Right now, you let Brian Branch walk if you're me.
Whoa, why?
I think Brian Branch has had an atrocious year. I think he's overrated. You trade Brian Branch. And on top of that, if Kirby Joseph, we haven't even talked about that. If Kirby Joseph's knee is as damaged as everyone's saying it is.
They're saying he could, quote unquote, never recover.
Yeah, but also finally a national writer came out today and said that's not entirely true.
He has the Todd Gurley. It's going to end
perpetually questionable
for the rest of his life.
Yeah, so you already paid him. You already paid him. You can't tie $50 million to two safeties, one that's not good and one that's not on the field.
You got a $70 million cap hit on Jared Goff. Now.
And Laporta.
$70 million.
You can let walk as well. Like, you can justify
Laporta,
that.
You can let walk.
So there's things you got to do. Like, you have Levi Onwuzurike, who didn't play this year under contract. Restructure a trade. Get rid of him. Taylor Decker.
Who?
There's things
Decker's
that can be
gone.
Done.
Onwuzurike?
Yeah.
Cut that motherfucker and you draft somebody.
That's what I'm saying. There's ways to make this work. You're talking about Jared Goff's cap hit. Agreed. They can restructure it and move it to signing bonus money and pay him up front.
Can I be
that
honest?
Frees up $40 million right there.
Can I be honest?
There's a way to do this.
Somebody just said this. For all of this to happen the way that we think it's going to, we have to think that the Bears are for real and are going to win 3 of their next 5. Do we think that the Chicago Bears are this real? I'm giving them credit because guess what? They beat a really good football team this week.
A
really good football team.
But it was enough to get me to buy into Chicago. It was enough to get him to buy into Chicago.
Well, he'd buy in. He'd buy in. No, everybody who beats Philly is going to be the next Super Bowl champion. But do we think that the Chicago Bears are going to win 3 of the next 5, going to Green Bay, hosting Cleveland, hosting Green Bay, going to Frisco, hosting the Lions?
I think they split with Green Bay, so there's 1-1 right there. I think they're going to finally, like, that's just a long time coming. I think they split with Green Bay, which, by the way, their second Green Bay was just flexed into Sunday Night Football, December 20th.
See that here.
They're going to split with Green Bay. I think they beat Cleveland. That's 2-1. So that leaves Detroit and San Francisco. That's where it gets tricky. And that's what gets them. Are they 9 wins or 10 wins?
They're at 9 right now.
They're at 9. So that gets them to 11, but they hold the tiebreaker. Here's the kicker, as if somehow the two of them, this would kill me. If we go into Chicago, week 18, tied, I'm giving the edge to them at home. I think you have it backwards. I don't think Ben Johnson gets pantsed again by Dan Campbell. And this is a different Lions team than week 2.
Oh, geez.
This is a different Lions team. The Lions
it
are more
Chicago
bad.
Team hey, than you've seen in week
you
2.
You want to talk about the script?
Yeah,
they're
more in sync, but I.
That's the script.
I don't think personnel-wise they're world beaters. They're running the ball well. That's why we were talking about Mononangai 3 weeks ago.
Listen to me. If they wind up somehow beating Green Bay twice,
it's over. It's over, 100%. I'm already conceding that Chicago's going to win the division. I think Green Bay also finishes likely above the Lions. That's just my 2 cents.
Both of those teams will finish in front of the Lions.
And I'm fine with that. If we get to 9 wins, we get to 9 wins here and we finish in third,
Green Bay's got to play Chicago twice.
Chicago has the last place schedule. Remember, they backed into all these wins against bad teams. I'm not even saying they're good. I just think that the entire division.
They get pounded in the first round of the playoffs.
I think the entire division is weak. I don't think they touch the Seahawks or the Rams. I don't give a fuck if the
Green
Rams lost to the Panthers. I just don't think they touch them.
You want
to
talk about a team that might not win a game? Well, they'll beat Minnesota. Green Bay has to host Chicago, go to Denver, go to Chicago, host Baltimore, and then go to Minnesota.
The Lions still have every chance.
Listen to me. We all thought that Baltimore was going to be a Super Bowl contender.
I agree.
Baltimore looks winnable.
Massive letdown.
They're still in first place, by the way.
But they're still in first place.
I don't know how they're doing.
And you have to remember, at the end of the day, if you had to rely on anybody to turn around a really shitty year in the final stretch and get it together, Lamar and John Harbaugh are a pretty safe bet, okay? And they're going to need to win that game at Green Bay to win the division. Just saying. I think that the Lions are still very much in it, but they have to correct it against a good team.
Talk to me Thursday. I won't be here Thursday, by the way. I got to scoot downtown.
Oh, I have tickets too.
Yeah.
Maybe we might be recording Friday.
I'm down. I'm fine with that.
Okay, we just spent a half hour on that, which
that
is
good.
It's understandable.
We needed to.
Anyways, let's get to some fantasy questions now. Bears aren't beating Green Bay.
We'll see.
No respect for Green Bay in the chat. I do agree with you. I think they're going to kill each other, hopefully.
I disagree. I think that they split. I think the Bears get one against Green Bay at least.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hopefully they kill each other. I think a split would be great. Trade Ibuka and Derrick Henry for Breece, T. Higgins, and Tyler Warren.
Sure.
Lions sweep the NFC South, go 3-3 in division. That's 7 wins.
Exactly.
They'll probably finish with 9 or 10 wins next
exactly.
year. That's from Nico Stein. Tony D's Nuts, thanks for the follow. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Tony. That's
Tony nice. D's Nuts.
Thank you.
Rug Savant, we messaged you. Message us back. Who should I start for the rest of the season, Sam or Josh? I'm going to guess it's Sam Darnold or Josh Allen. You're going to go with Josh Allen, my friend.
It's a game-by-game basis, but there's not a lot of scenarios where you're not starting.
Josh Allen's been garbage, by the way.
What do you mean Josh Allen's been garbage?
He's been garbage.
I know, but he's still putting up points.
You're playing fantasy,
he's still putting up points.
He's garbage.
Jordan Hoppener said the Packers are missing the playoffs. Sadly, Jordan Love isn't a franchise QB. I do agree with you that Jordan Love is not a franchise QB, but unfortunately, I think that they're going to make the – what if you get 3 teams out of the North? Could it happen?
No, not
with the West the way it is.
The West would have to crumble. The West would have to crumble very badly because they already have a leg up. It's possible, but I don't think it happens. Someone's going to have to drop off between Green Bay and Chicago.
And somebody's going to have to drop off between Frisco, Seattle.
I don't think
Seattle's going to drop off. I don't think the Rams are going to drop off. I don't.
And now, I mean, the Dallas thing is kind of a new mix, isn't it? Which I don't want to get anybody, but what are the Lions, 7-5?
I don't think Dallas gets in.
I mean,
what's Dallas right now?
They're 6-5-1 with Detroit, Minnesota, the Chargers, Commanders, and Giants.
And what is Philly? What is Philly?
You'd have to really, really believe that Dallas is actually as good as what they've done.
If they beat the Lions, they could win out.
The last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You have to believe that they are what they are the last 2 weeks. I don't see it. I don't think just magically adding Quinn and Williams makes them that good. I think
they
have enough deficiencies defensively.
They could win out after the Lions. That's all I'm going to say. They could win out after. Look at Uncle Sam's biting his lip right now because he's worried his Eagles might not win the division. After they pooped on.
How far are they up?
Eagles are only 8-4.
It's tricky.
Oh, they're game and a half
up. It's tricky because I don't take stock in either of Dallas's wins. I don't think Philly is that great. It's a good win on paper. I don't think Philly is that great, and I don't think Kansas City's that great, but like that's the caliber of team they're playing going forward. And those two are probably better than Detroit, Minnesota, New York, Washington, and whoever the last one was. So maybe Dallas does have a really good shot at it, but like they cannot slip up at all. They cannot slip. They need to get to 10. They need to get to 10. So that means they have to win 4 of 5.
They have to win 4 of 5.
Yeah.
Same thing as the Lions.
I think the Lions need to get to 11.
When they need help. They need help too.
They got to beat Dallas, man. You got to beat Dallas. What else did we see over the weekend that we thought was impressive? Well, Thursday, Jesus, we're going all the way back to Thanksgiving.
Let's just do this again, really, really quickly. Props to the Chicago Bears. I don't think Philly is that great of a team, but that is your best win in years, and that gets me to buy into the Chicago Bears. That makes me a bit of a believer. You finally have a positive point differential. It's week 13. You finally got that positive point differential, and that's a big one. On the road, the way you did it in Philly, like credit to you. I think you're going to make noise in the playoffs?
No.
Probably not, because there's some teams in the NFC that could do some damage against you, but that's a win that gets me to believe that the Chicago Bears are more than worthy of their record and are worthy of being in first place in the division.
Did everybody watch the Dallas and Kansas City game?
I watched the second half.
I am so happy that this could finally be the year where we see it. Because if we're all sitting here talking about how the Detroit Lions are dead, then we have to have the same conversation about the 6-6 Kansas City Chiefs. And I would like you on air today to admit that the road to the Super Bowl no longer goes through Arrowhead. Because they're
out of it.
We can't
say
that yet.
They're 6-6. They're not in the playoffs right now.
Well, yeah, but how out of
it? You're sitting here saying how the fucking Lions are done.
They're still in the
hunt. They're in. But how you said the Lions are done. How are the Lions done and the Chiefs aren't?
With a worse record. Chiefs have to play the Raiders again.
Do the Chiefs have to play? They have to play Houston this week.
Okay.
Then they have to play the Chargers.
Okay.
Then they get to go to Tennessee.
Okay.
Then they have to play Denver.
Okay.
And then they have to go to the Raiders.
They're not out of it.
Here's their
problem.
They're
going to win 8 games.
They're not out of it.
Even if they beat Tennessee and the Raiders, they're still 8. They're sub 500.
The Miami Dolphins are 1 game back of the Chiefs.
Okay.
And here's the problem. The teams in front of them actually are good, in my opinion, except for Pittsburgh. But
they have no chance of winning the division.
No,
they're done.
In fact, I think are they mathematically eliminated from the division?
They could be. If they're not, they're a game away.
The problem there is that the South is now mucking things up with the run that the Texans are on. The Texans are on such a huge run, and then somehow, after all this, the Jags are leading the division, and then the Colts are still right there. They would need the Colts to keep collapsing, which I think is very plausible.
Heavily.
And then this is what it's always come down to with the Chiefs for me. It comes down to the Chargers, and it comes down to the Steelers. One of those teams will be out, right? Chargers are now having they're having issues, right? With Justin Herbert had surgery on his left hand, not his throwing hand. And then you know, I'm still worried about your Buffalo Bills. It's not a gimme.
Lock.
It's not a gimme. It is not. The team that's right behind them beat them, the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Bills run the Bills schedule?
Bills schedule. Bills win out. Here we go.
They're not beating the Patriots.
Go Bills. Go Bills. Hold on.
They have a tough one at home against the Bengals this week.
That is a tough one.
Then they go to Foxborough.
Yep.
Then they go to Cleveland, and they will get – I think Cleveland loses that game, but they're going to give the Bills fits, and you know it, because every time Josh Allen plays against a D-line, he gets pumped. Then they have a big one at home against Philly, and then they end with the Jets at home.
Think of the Jets this week?
Oh, I think the Jets are great.
What did you think of them?
I think the Jets are outstanding.
Is it me, or does it look like they're actually...
They are the 2021 Lions.
They turned the corner.
They never were bad.
They're playing good defense.
They just have no people on their team. They have no quarterback. The Jets are the 2021 Detroit Lions. They are playing hard. Despite what their record is.
Tyrod Taylor played his ass off.
If you blink, they will get you.
Tyrod Taylor, bro.
He played his ass off.
I'm telling you, the Jets.
They won.
I wouldn't be shocked.
I think that was a big upset, no?
I wouldn't be shocked if Aaron Glenn has more sustained success long-term in New York than Ben Johnson does.
The Cleveland Browns have a better record than the Jets next year.
Wouldn't shock me. I think Ben Johnson is still contingent on, like, Caleb Williams has to be a god for things to work
not
for Ben Johnson.
Not only that, but you just paid all these people. What's going to happen next year? Their payroll is fucking...
Okay, hold on. So it's not necessarily next year, but I'm happy you brought this up. The reason they were able to pay Joe Tooney and Jonah Jackson...
It's because they have a quarterback and a rookie.
Because they have a lot of rookies. They have Caleb Williams under a rookie deal.
Correct.
Anyways,
listen to me.
The Jets were serviceable.
If Caleb Williams takes them far... You're in trouble because you have to pay them that.
Listen to me.
What?
The Bears are not for real.
Okay.
They got a good win against a good team. I'm still not there.
Listen, they put 300.
Are they playoff for real and win the division for real?
I don't.
And I don't mean that makes a run, but
I don't think they're. How do we figure that Ben Johnson leaves here and goes out in his first year and wins the division?
They sank money in their offensive line.
It sank money in that
whole team. Something has to fall.
You got two.
Something has to fall.
They signed the two linebackers, one away from Buffalo and the other one from T.J. Edwards from Philadelphia, and they paid both of those guys huge contracts.
Something
they won.
And you sweat. You paid him a big contract.
they won all of the games that they were supposed to. Even if they looked bad and they didn't deserve to win two or three of them, they won all of the games they were supposed to win, which is the first checkbox.
How was Uncle Sam able to get us off? When I told him I wanted to hear him say the road to the Super Bowl no longer goes through Arrowhead and the Chiefs are dead, and he made a case
Chiefs
for
are
them
not dead
and
yet.
Then changed it back around and made it about Caleb Williams.
Buddy, the Chiefs are dead.
The Chiefs are not dead yet.
Can we do their schedule?
I just did.
What was it?
They play Denver. They play.
Hold on.
Where's it at?
Houston. Okay, so this week is you're gonna put the gun in your mouth right
okay.
now.
Go ahead.
They play Houston at home this week. Who wins?
Houston.
They're at home.
They're at Arrowhead. Yeah.
I'm taking Kansas City.
I'm taking Houston.
Patty Mahomes.
Houston's defense. I've done this on this show before, but Derek Stingley is the most underrated player in football, 100%. in my opinion.
100%.
I think they beat Houston, or excuse me, I think they
nice
beat Houston.
Nice little overcoat you got on here, buddy.
The big one is the following week against the Chargers. Then they have the Titans at home.
They lose to the Chargers, by the way.
Say that again.
They have two gimmies. They have the Titans and Raiders towards the end.
Okay.
They have Denver at home, the Chargers at home, and the Texans at home. That's the good news.
All three of those games are at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
The road to the Super Bowl goes through Arrowhead, bud.
Even if they win, they only puts them at 9-7. They're still not in.
Doesn't matter. How do you know?
They have to win
4 or 5.
They got to win 3.
The guy at least
with 9-7.
At
you think they
three.
Get in?
Oh, just to be in the conversation, they need to win 3. Yeah. But that being said, yeah, like the Bills are in it.
The Chargers. If the Chargers beat that, if the Chargers beat Kansas City, they're at 9 wins.
Listen, the bottom of the AFC is a joke. And honestly, the top two teams in the AFC are worthy of being there, but that's just because the AFC is a joke. I just think it's just all a joke at the moment.
The problem is for the Chiefs is you have Pittsburgh on realistically, if the Chiefs aren't dead at 6-6 with the teams that they play, I'm going to make an argument for my Cincinnati Bengals at 4-8 to not be dead, especially with the way that they played against Baltimore this week in Baltimore.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
If they go into Buffalo this week and beat them, which I don't hope they don't.
Cincinnati
does. If they go into Buffalo this week and they hand Josh Allen a pumping like they handed Lamar last week, they're running the table.
Would you say that the Buffalo Bills are cooked if they lose to Cincinnati this week?
No, no.
Why?
Someone's got to be cooked.
Because they're 8-5.
Okay.
But if Cincinnati beats Buffalo, then they play Baltimore again. We just saw it. Then they go to Miami, Arizona, and Cleveland to finish out the year.
Oh, my God. They could make it.
As fucked up as it is.
They could win a division.
If the Chiefs are still available.
Yeah.
As fucked up
the
as
the Bengals
sounds,
could win their division. Especially if Pittsburgh keeps collapsing. No?
I just really, really think that we don't. Right now, more so than ever, I feel like we don't know shit.
We don't know anything.
User, there's actually some good questions in here. I think we've talked enough about football that people are done asking us fantasy questions, which I love. Let's carve through some of these.
Okay, hit me.
User 244-823-280-3665 says, does the win against Philly speak more to Chicago's prowess or Philly's downturn?
Philly's downturn.
I disagree. I think it's Chicago's prowess because Chicago won the game by running the ball effectively. And that's what all the Lions needed to do was run the ball effectively, and they're beating Philly.
Oh, my God.
And Chicago ran the ball effectively because I think Philly's downturn is just tied to their offense. Their defense is still good. And Chicago put up points. They put up 24 points on Philly's defense. A little of both, but I think the answer is Chicago's offense won them that game, in my opinion.
Yeah, that Managua kid.
Your Bears colors are showing, but I will give it to you. He says, if you watch the Bears game, they're still learning a new offense while winning. I think it's a little bit late to say they're still learning a new offense. I will say this much. Caleb Williams is learning how to play the game still, so I'll give you that. But at some point when you're the number one overall pick, like you're going to need to make a big throw to win a game. That's just my – especially as you're getting into this – if we're getting into this winter football – at some point, Caleb Williams is going to have to do something. It can't be all on the ground. Like, Jared Goff had to make some throws in some of those games to win.
Right.
At some point. The Bears actually dominate those games. I think he's referring to when I was talking about the games that they should have lost. The Bears actually dominate those games if they clean up some mistakes.
Cincinnati game, no. against the fucking 50-year-old quarterback. They got lucky they won that game. Three guys ran into each other and knocked each other down, and the guy went in for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. So that game they should have lost.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Miguel M. says Dallas is going into hostile territory. They think they might underestimate the offense with St. Brown out. You must be a Lions fan. Yeah, maybe. And I think the Lions have a really bad taste in their mouth every time they play Dallas. I was so down on the Lions since Thursday, really the last 2 weeks, but just this conversation here today, it's making me excited for Thursday, and I think that game is huge. Like, it's got a shot. In a hypothetical where they win Thursday and then somehow go into L.A. and beat the Rams, the narrative completely changes in this town, completely changes. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, everyone's saying Detroit brings Dallas back to reality. User 244-823-680-3665 again says, I'm going back a little bit further. He says, they may not be out, but the road to the Super Bowl does not go through Arrowhead Stadium. He just wants you to know that.
Yeah, anyway.
Kimbo 4205 says, now the Eagles aren't good. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, the Eagles are not good, Kimbo. If you think they're good, you are crazy. They barely beat a Lions team that couldn't score any points. That's the only reason they won, because the Lions offense is broken. They lost the Chicago Bears. They blew it bad against Dallas at home or on the road. The Eagles are not that good, and it's okay to admit that. It's okay to admit that Philly is weak this year.
When you're playing a first-place schedule.
It's exactly what happens when you're playing a first-place schedule. Texans 99 says, what do y'all think about the Texans? You answer that, Uncle Sam.
I love the Texans. I love the way they do it.
They're doing it right.
They're doing it the right
way. They're doing it right. Running
the football with a young and old version of running back.
Something that could be a complete game changer, complete game changer in the AFC playoff picture, and I don't think this is going to happen, but can change everything, is if CJ Stroud can somehow get his shit together.
I'm not ignoring you guys.
Yeah.
You see what I'm doing here real fast?
No.
I'll be right with you. I'm not ignoring you guys, but I'm talking.
He's in the playoff machine.
He's talking about CJ Stroud right now. He's talking about CJ Stroud right now, and I'm conjuring some things up in my head. Just real quick. Right now, in this moment, the Week 17 game, Baltimore at Green Bay, in this playoff machine is the difference between the Detroit Lions making the playoffs or the Detroit Lions being out of the playoffs and the Detroit Lions being the 2 seed.
That means you have Green Bay getting absolutely pumped down the stretch.
No, right now,
right?
Green Bay is the 2 seed.
Okay.
And that game, if Baltimore
so
wins,
so you have
that
Chicago
game,
getting pumped.
Well, no, I have right now as it stands in this playoff machine. Detroit is 11-5. Chicago is 10-5 because I haven't picked this week yet because they're at San Francisco.
And where's Green Bay?
And Green Bay is 11-4-1.
Even without the playoff machine, if the Lions win out, they're at 5. Well, no, never mind. I was going to say if they win out, they're going to end up as a top 3 seed. But no, I don't think 11 wins. 11 wins could win you the division.
What about
though?
The Seahawks and the Rams? The
Seahawks are the one seed at 12-4.
One of those teams can't.
And the Rams are the 5 seed at 12. The 5 seed at 12.
One of those teams can't win the division. So one of those teams has to be a wild card team.
Right.
Your boy Twan is doubling down. This is a narrative amongst Bears fans. He says their defense was depleted all year and they're 9-3. Yeah, the Lions' defense was depleted for 90% of the year last year, finished 15-2 and got pumped in the playoffs. I don't think adding Jalen Johnson back is what's going to make the Bears go on a run going forward. I don't. I think their offense needs to be a lot more dynamic than it currently is. And I'm not ruling it out because I've always been a Caleb Williams believer. And I think it's possible, but I think you're asking a lot in year one under Ben Johnson. But we'll see. David Miller says, y'all don't watch the games. I promise you we watch the games.
I'm sorry?
I promise you. And I don't even know what you're referring to right now.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Back when you were talking about the Bears.
You said the opposite about the Dallas win versus Philadelphia. I don't know the context. I don't know what you're talking about. But the Dallas win versus Philadelphia is pretty – that was a monumental win. Because they followed it up with another huge win against Kansas City, and now it has people talking about the Dallas Cowboys. And by the way, we've been high on Dak since week one in this room. Dak has been outstanding all year. This is probably one of his
Dak
best years.
Dak is a great seasonal quarterback. What?
Seasonal.
So was seasonal. Nobody, so was Tony Romo.
Your boy Tone said nobody expected the Bears to even win 5 or 6 games. Completely disagree. A lot of people on ESPN.
No, a lot
including
of people
Peter,
were picking them to, shoot, to, win, the
to win the division. Peter Schrager on ESPN and formerly of NFL Network picked the Bears to win the division, and Packers and Lions fans called him crazy. But when you play a last place schedule like the Washington Commanders did last year, good things can happen. So, yes, okay. People are high on the Bears.
Real fast.
Yeah.
So, right now, as we're sitting here, I haven't picked the Green Bay game yet. Oh, the Lions at Bears game, week 18. The Lions win. They finish as the 3 seed at 12-5. Chicago does not make the playoffs. Chicago wins. They finish as the 7th seed at 11-6. And Green Bay finishes in the 3 seed and wins the division at 11-5-1.
Damn.
So, again, and this is, if it all shakes this way, the Lions would, again, if you win that game, you'd win the division and be the 3 seed. If you lose that game, you're out of the playoffs.
We'll see.
Evan said, wait, he's referring to Caleb Williams here. Did he not throw a TD to commit to go up 2 scores? He did. It was great. Caleb Williams was good enough to win that game. He needs to be really, like, he needs to be the star of their offense to win.
He's a number one overall pick. He better be.
And he better be. He better be. He was one of the most heralded quarterback prospects since Andrew Luck. So he better be. And, yeah, that's good. That's a that's.
He just
a stride.
Needs to be consistent.
I have a question.
He's
for
erratic.
Real quick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right now, week 18, Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Who wins the game?
Baltimore. Baltimore.
At Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Aaron Rodgers or Lamar?
Baltimore.
I'm going to say Pittsburgh.
Bruce Pickett.
Baltimore.
Oh, sorry.
Baltimore? You guys
Aaron Rodgers.
You guys ruined
game
all my fucking fun.
Last game.
I had Cincinnati as the 4 seed. Never mind. Okay, right now, just a quick run of the playoff machine here. I have Denver winning the AFC and finishing 13-4. New England finishing in the 2-2.
It's too early
12
for
and
playoff
5.
Machine.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Too early.
It's December.
Too early.
Indianapolis is the
yet,
3 seed at 11-6. Baltimore and the 4 seed at
10-7. Two more weeks we'll talk about playoff machine.
Chargers 11-6 in the 5. Buffalo 6 at 11-6. Houston 10-7.
You have Indy winning the division. You have Indy winning the South.
Indy wins the South. With due to matchups.
I think they're going to get crushed down the stretch.
Well, then if you have Houston winning week 18 against them,
who do you think who's your biggest Houston surprise up to this point?
Houston goes 11-6 and wins.
Huh? Houston.
Really?
Houston, yeah.
I actually think Jacksonville.
Here, Houston has the same record as the Detroit Lions. This and started the season and had Davis Mills starting 3 or 4 games and was, I think they were 2-5 or 1-5, Houston?
Davis Mills was undefeated.
We were talking about, like, I made the tier list about a month ago, and I had D'Amico Ryans as next to fire their coach. Like, I was talking about D'Amico Ryans getting fired. And now the Houston Texans can win their division.
This is how the Houston Texans winning the division is how Kansas City makes the playoffs. Because in order for Houston to win the division, they would have to beat the Colts at home week 18.
If Houston and Jacksonville win the division, those are my biggest surprises on the year. Yeah. And then from there, now there's a hypothetical. We had someone bashing us on Carolina. Like, if that's the Carolina team that's playing going forward and somehow they could steal the division,
yeah,
they could be in the – or even, like, if they play their way into the wild card, like, that's a team that's – I just still think their schedule's garbage, but that's a team that's on the surprise list as well. But I would
playing
say –
playing a last-place schedule.
I would say, yeah, but that's how it works. That's how the NFL
works.
That's
how they get good.
That's why the
that's
Lions
– teams get good in 1 year.
That's why the Lions, who are already playing a weak schedule next year, getting a third-place schedule on top of that, like – that's pretty good. That's pretty good stuff there if that ends up happening.
I mean, so the Carolina thing, the only thing that's not going in their benefit here is they play Tampa Bay in week 16. Then they play Seattle in week 17.
Tough, but they just beat the Rams.
And then they play Tampa again in week 18.
Winnable.
So they have to beat Tampa twice. They have to beat Tampa both times to win the division.
In fact, let me take a look at that.
They have to beat Tampa both times to win the division.
They're in 10th at 7-6. How are they 7-6? Did they not have a bye?
I can remember all those years ago when Wayne Fonts was the coach of the Lions.
Oh, here we go.
They would go 12-4 and then turn around and go fucking 8-8. Everybody wanted them to get fired. Because that's what happens when you're playing a first place schedule to a mid level schedule every year, every other year.
Honest to God.
They would win 10, win 12.
All the Panthers have to do is eight and eight. If they could sweep Tampa twice, yeah, they're probably in.
They're going to beat Tampa twice.
They're probably in if they sweep Tampa.
Yeah.
They have to beat Tampa twice. Hold on. Let's run through some things here on TikTok. Texans going to the bowl. I don't think the Texans are going to the bowl, but
they look damn good right
they
now.
Have the tools. Their defense looks really good. Tigerman 7776. Knicks has to play a lot better. The Packers interior D is seriously depleted.
Yeah, Devontae Wyatt, didn't he go on IR?
I believe so, yep.
He broke his ankle.
Colton says, wait, boys, I'm back after the Jordan Love masterclass.
I'm really, really far behind because mine wasn't loading.
Oh, yeah, we are pretty far down.
Yeah, there. We had some good, we have some really good comments.
Yeah, start picking them apart.
Cam's in here.
Evan said, yeah, I'm out. They give anyone a podcast these days. Okay, bye, Evan. See ya.
Adios and bye.
Thoughts on Commander's defense since Quinn took over? I don't know. It's still a little shaky. There's some playmakers on their defense, but as we're learning here in Detroit, you don't want your head coach taking on other obligations. I think that just sets you back further. You're going to be in the market for a D coordinator this offseason. Broncos.
They all want to know what we think of the Broncos. I think the Broncos are the best team in the AFC right now, and they'll probably finish as a one seed.
I think they're the second best team in the AFC.
Because offensively they have not played well at all, their ceiling is probably as high, if not higher, than any team in the AFC.
Yeah.
You know?
There's only one team I would put in front of them.
Okay, listen to me.
The New England Patriots.
We need to stop with this New England Patriots thing real quick here.
The New England Patriots.
Nobody in here. Nobody
Mike
in
Vrabel,
here.
The best nobody coach in New England history.
Knows about great New England Patriots teams like I do. Okay? Anyway. At the end of the day, this is great. It's fun. This team is not built to
they
to
continue
win a Super Bowl.
To win.
I know that.
They
That's
play
huge.
Hard.
That's great.
And they're physical.
That's great. That doesn't win. That's not going to win you a Super Bowl. It's not going to
yes,
win
it will.
The AFC. No.
I disagree. Totally.
It won't. With Keyshawn Booty and DeMario Douglas.
Doesn't matter.
1-2 punch.
Booty is the man, dude.
Dude, they're
when
not
when he's
there.
Healthy and he's in there, he's guaranteed a touchdown. Guaranteed a touchdown.
They're not. They're not. They're not.
You'll
they're
see.
Not complete enough yet.
You'll see.
That's not to say next year they won't be, but they're not.
If you can name three guys on that defense.
We already did this the other day.
Bruce will blow
it's Harold
right
Landry,
now.
Oh, Marcus Jones, and
one more, Christian Barrymore.
There you go. Christian Gonzalez. Bruce, you want to take them glasses off? You're going to leave them on. Sure. Anyways, Zolo, sorry. Where are we at here? TikTok.
Colton said, boys, I am back after a Jordan Love masterclass last week. Colton, you need to hope that Jordan Love can do that against the Bears defense. If he could do that against the Bears defense, good on you. But I don't know. Cody, like you said, Texans to the bowl. I don't know about that, but they're in good shape right now.
Their defense is Super Bowl caliber defense.
Marvel,
absolutely.
Marvel Jeffrey, y'all think J.J. McCarthy can eventually pan out? You're going to get three different answers out of us. I'll start with the optimistic one. Of course, I watched him at Michigan. I think that they're asking a lot of him in year one right now, and he's getting the same treatment that Caleb Williams got last year, and he's getting bullied and dragged for no reason. Mm-hmm. If I see two bad years of J.J. McCarthy, now we're talking issues, but the guy basically has played six NFL games, I think. I think it's a little bit too early to be upset, but also I understand the Vikings fan perspective, which is that we had a 14-win team last year, 15-win team last year, and we thought this would work by just dropping a rookie quarterback in. I think he has a long way to go, but I actually believe he's going to get there.
I actually think the brass in Minnesota, they're not sure what they fucking did. And I think they're regretting every minute.
Well, it's too early. I mean, you could have said the same in Chicago last year. And Chicago's in first place now.
I feel that you letting a quarterback go, they got you 15 games. You should have re-signed him, had McCarthy play behind him. There's nothing wrong with that. To teach this kid how to be a pro.
I agree with you.
And I think that should have happened.
I agree with you.
I think they cut ties too early.
That comes at the expense of all of the guys that they signed, though. The whole point was we want a quarterback on a rookie. Like, that's the blueprint. If you can do damage with a rookie quarterback, you could sign other players and you can make a run. And they wanted to go by that blueprint.
It's not they're playing Sam Darnold, $40
million. He is not pure dog shit. He's not pure dog shit.
Not yet. Remains to be
Next
seen.
Next year, if he's horrible, then he's dog shit. Like, I saw the stat the other day. He's 1 percentage point higher QBR than Jamarcus Russell did.
We're going through six games. Right. Or seven games.
Just give it a break. He'll be all right. The guy, at the end of the day.
Listen, Minnesota has a
He won a national title.
And I feel if they would have brought Darnold back, they would be in the thick of things right now. We wouldn't even be talking
and
about
then all those guys
some
are
of these
leaving.
Other teams.
And then all those guys are leaving in the next year.
It's a perfect storm.
That's what it is.
It's fine. It's called a rebuild. Sometimes people need to rebuild. Like, imagine if the Atlanta Falcons would have drafted a good quarterback instead of Michael Penix, where they could be right now.
Yeah, and J.J. McCarthy beat the Lions, whatever that's worth. Shout out to Cam.
Brody said, if it was the Broncos versus Pats in the AFC Championship right now, who wins?
Colton, real quick, won a natty on a cheating team.
Oh, let's, God.
We could do this all day.
Here we go.
Say that again? What did he say?
He said he won a natty on a cheating team. Give it up.
He won a natty on a team that cheated?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Give it up.
Absolutely. Like,
again, you don't know the rule that Michigan broke. They broke a rule.
Everybody knows the rules that they broke.
They broke a rule about competitive balance, and that's like saying that every championship that Alabama ever won was cheating because they were paying players at the time.
But
and
that
they were,
Connor
and they were
Scallions is guilty.
Michigan
Jim Harbaugh is
Penn
guilty.
State on the road. Michigan
Jim Harbaugh
beat Iowa.
Bailed.
Michigan beat Ohio State. They beat Alabama and they beat undefeated Washington.
Jim Harbaugh bailed to the NFL.
And with J.J. McCarthy, give it up. It's a bad narrative.
He
Go
bailed
away.
To the
Who's
NFL.
Connor Scallions.
Broncos. Broncos or Patriots? I think it's the Broncos.
The Broncos.
I think it's the Patriots.
Twice on Tuesday.
I like the Patriots.
Connor Scallions.
I think the Broncos' upside is higher because their defense has way more playmakers. They play better teams. They've played better teams all year. And
I would have to give the edge to coaching.
Sean Payton over Vrabel.
More experienced than Mike Vrabel is, absolutely.
Can we just go back for a second?
Yes, we can. Connor Scallions.
It's Stallion, not Scallions.
No, he's a Scallion. He's an onion.
Wow.
And yes, he's a cheater. He's a cheater just like Pete Carroll. He's a cheater just like Pete Carroll.
Scumbag. Boogeyman said if the Pats make a run, would it be the quickest rebuild ever, honestly? Well, okay. We think it feels quick, but I don't think it was all that quick. There were some dark days in there for the New England Patriots.
Listen,
when fucking Cam Newton came
Cam
out of retirement
Newton
and fucking Mac Jones was up pooping the bed and I don't even know.
Yeah, but I will say this. Mac Jones played very well this year in San Francisco, so I don't think that was all on Mac Jones, to be honest with you.
Whatever, dude. Brody said, who has the best defense between the Broncos, Texans, and Seahawks?
Ranking them, I would go Texans 1, Broncos 2, Seahawks
3. Agree.
Texans had the best edge rush tandem in football, and I think we're learning with Philly.
I think the Broncos are right behind.
I think we're learning with Philly that having two good – and then in Minnesota we're learning this as well. Having two good edge rushers is better than two good interior guys. I also think the Texans linebackers are stick. And then again, Derek Stingley is the least talked about player in football that needs to be talked about. Derek Stingley is so good. Like, you never hear his name, and that's what you want in a corner, is you want a corner whose name you never hear. He gets overshadowed because he was in the same draft as Sauce Gardner, but Derek Stingley has been every bit as good, if not better, than Sauce Gardner since the day he's gotten to the league.
Britt just asked thoughts on J.J. McCarthy.
We did.
Unfortunately,
that.
You're like 5 minutes too late.
Dog shit right now. Remains to be seen if he's dog shit indefinitely.
Go
but,
on YouTube.
But not great.
Go on
what
YouTube.
What happens when you draft
back a little
fucking
bit.
Quarterback that throws 15 passes a game in college?
Anthony's a big fan of the show. Connor Scallions. Anthony's a big fan of the show. He asks, am I flexing Flowers, Swift, Shakir, or Xavier Worthy? Please help.
Flowers?
I would say Swift at the moment.
Yeah, oh.
DeAndre Swift. And then my 1A to that or 1B to that would be Khalil Shakir over Flowers or Worthy at the moment.
Britt says, who is your guys' team?
The Detroit Lions.
We got a Lions hat.
Lions.
We got...
Yeah, but you
there's
got, a,
Detroit
Lions. Got a lot going on.
Yeah, we do have... I myself am also partial to anybody that's not Philadelphia or Kansas City. I'll take anybody.
How about
against.
This? We're all Lions fans. Who's your backup team? Who's a team that you like watching have success?
I have three.
Well, Patriots, Bucks, and who?
Well, no, the Patriots I don't care about anymore. They're good again without Brady, and I don't like that.
Okay.
Buffalo, Bengals, Buccaneers.
Sorry, I forgot.
Oh, the three Bs. Buffalo, Bengal, Buccaneer. Who are your backup teams? You like the Rams. I know you do. You're a closeted Rams fan.
No, because it's still like, even though I'll be the first one to admit, like, I wanted the Rams to get shit pumped against the Bengals when with the one you went to.
I know.
I'm so pissed about that to this day.
That too.
No,
that's when I fell in love with the Bengals.
I'm starting to like Seattle because I like Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and I just think they play like a really good brand of football. I'm starting to like Seattle a little bit. And then, I don't know. That's a tough question for backup.
The Chargers?
Sort of. They're not crazy likable. I like Justin Herbert, and that, of course, I like Jim Harbaugh, but like, who on that team are you like, oh, he's so, I got to watch that guy play today. Who do they have?
Vlad McConkey, kind of.
No. The Broncos have some fun swagger.
The Broncos
Bo Nix is easy to like.
If you would like me to answer for Uncle Sam, Uncle Sam's backup team is the Philadelphia Eagles, and then his backup to his backup is Kansas City Chiefs. Whichever one is better that year is the bandwagon he hops on.
That's
but he tends to keep Nick Sirianni glued to his face.
Kansas City Chiefs fan, ever.
You didn't have to.
You don't have to.
Never said that.
Your actions speak louder than your words, my friend.
If you really want to know.
You have a small mouth like a stingray.
You really want to know who
you have a little mouth
for that doesn't win? The Cleveland Browns.
Ah, that's true.
Yes.
I'm a big Cleveland guy. I've been a Cleveland guy for years.
Yeah. Baltimore. I've always liked Baltimore.
Raiders
I've always
haven't
loved
won
Lamar.
Since before I was born.
Yeah, but he likes
actually,
the Raiders.
Born,
it's not the
last
Raiders.
Last time they won was
the Raiders. It's not the Raiders.
The Raiders.
No, it's Cleveland. I would love to see the Cleveland Browns become a very good football
team.
Well,
now that Shedeur Sanders is at the helm.
They should have won a Super Bowl, but the fucking team went to Baltimore, and in 2000, they won it.
Cam wants to know if you'll dress up as Santa Claus for his work Christmas party.
No.
You're not taking any Santa Claus applications this year?
No.
Why?
I had my opportunity last year, and I left.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin lays an egg.
My beard ain't long enough.
Carlos, Josh Allen, or Dak, honestly?
Hey. Dak.
I'm still going to stick with Josh.
I love Dak against the Lions defense this week.
Think the Bears hang on to that one seed? No, Joey, I don't.
I don't know about hanging on to the one seed. I think they do hang on to win the division, though. To all the little crying baby egotistical Bears fans, oh, you're not talking about our team enough. Oh, trust me, I think the Bears are going to win
the
division.
All the fucking props there was.
You and I did.
Fuck, dude.
You and I did. Sam did not, and I think that's why they're crying. I think
fuck about the Bears.
I think the Bears ultimately win the division.
Listen, let's be honest, dude. The Bears haven't been good since the 80s.
Now, just because I think the Bears
won
the division.
No, they were in a Super Bowl after that.
But they got ass pumped.
They did.
Rex Grossman.
Yeah, it was Rex Grossman and Brian Urlacher.
Whatever,
dude. Yeah, that was a good team, but guess what? You had to have. Who was it? Hester had to return.
Yes.
17 punts for touchdowns. Yeah.
Devin Hester.
For you guys to fucking win.
Devin Hester returned the opening kick for a touchdown in that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then you guys probably don't remember this, but Ted Ginn Jr. returned the opening kick of the national championship game, too, for Ohio State against LSU. It was either LSU or Florida. And then they both lost.
I will say that's probably what year was that? Super
07.
Bowl?
07.
With the Bears?
07.
That was 07. So the Patriots took a year off that year.
So 06.
Those were the years that they didn't make the Super Bowl.
The Patriots took a few years off. So
yeah,
06 was the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
07 was Peyton Manning finally beat Brady.
Right.
08 was the Patriots were undefeated, and then they lost to the Giants. And then 43-09 was the Steelers. 44 was the Saints beating the Colts.
The greatest quarterback of all time.
45.
Eli Manning.
45 was Aaron Rodgers over the Steelers. 46, I think, was the Giants over the Patriots again.
Oh, shit. Eli giving fucking Tom Brady the second fisting.
47 was Harbaugh. 48 was, hold on. What was 48?
Cam Newton versus Denver Payton.
No, that was 50.
That was 50. You're right.
48 was Seattle over Denver.
Denver. Yeah.
Yep. And then 49 might have been a Patriots Super Bowl. 49 might have been Patriots over Atlanta, maybe. Yeah.
No, the Atlanta comeback had to have been after the Payton.
Then that was 51.
That must have been 51.
Yeah.
I don't even fucking remember.
Anyways. Well, this year it's going to be the Lions
of
Buffalo.
Nobody cares. All I know is that.
It's going to be the Lions and Buffalo this
year. Yeah, right. You're high.
Who are you going to pick? Philadelphia and the Chiefs?
I think they got a better chance.
Six and six
than
Chiefs.
And the
six and six Chiefs. Mahomes about ready to head to the house in Cabo. at 6-6. He's almost done for the year.
You'll see. Mm-hmm. Patty Mahomes is going to go down as greatest quarterback ever to play the game.
No, he won't. Joe Montana will.
No, he won't, because he doesn't play anymore.
You, listen to me. Listen to me. You can say anything you want. The Chiefs' window is shut for now.
Greatest
unless Pat Mahomes can open up.
Quarterback to ever play the game.
Unless Pat Mahomes opens up a second window like Tom Brady did and creates a second dynasty.
Cody says, big Stroud believer over here. Do y'all think Mills is the better choice this season?
Who, no. Davis Mills?
No. Dude, you and Davis Mills can both fuck off,
Davis
bro.
Davis Mills came in, and he's done Houston proud.
Yeah, now it's time for him to go grab his clipboard.
They've won three in a row because Davis Mills kept the ship in the right direction.
And now it's time for him to carry Stroud's jockstrap again.
Hey, the Lions never better pay attention. You need that guy that can keep the ship going.
Bruce,
happens to your starter.
Bruce, what do you want for Christmas?
Look at fucking Cincinnati.
A hand job?
A hand grenade.
Oh.
You know? What if Cincinnati didn't wait four games before they went out and got a quarterback?
Shadow ban.
Hey.
Huh?
What if Cincinnati didn't wait four games before they went out and got an actual quarterback?
Well, the actual quarterback didn't do dick for them anyways. He won them fucking two games.
We're all just enamored with the one win, and it was good. But I don't think the Ravens are as bad as we think they are right now.
I do. I don't think they're good. I don't think they're good. Lamar's just something off.
All the Ravens have to do, if the Ravens can win three of the next five, they're fine. They'll win the division. That's all they got to do. Because Cincinnati's in such a hole, they have to win out, and then things have to go their way. As much as I would love to see it, it would be a Cinderella story like no other, and I would have tears for Joe Burrow.
Sure you play that Josevich dude this week.
I dropped him. T. Higgins is back.
Huh?
T. Higgins is back.
Oh, you have him. Yeah. I forgot.
Anyways, do you have anything to add, Zola?
No.
Do you have anything to add?
God bless America.
Do you have anything to add?
Gambling is ruining sports.
If you guys are...
I agree with that.
That'll be my...
sports gambling is the
Bruce, why don't you, Bruce, why don't you write a blog on that so we can put it on www.tipballs.com. If you guys are looking to buy or sell a home in the Metro Detroit area, make sure you check out at Joe V. Sells on Instagram. He's here in the studio with us today. Bruce, would you like to give a round of applause to at Joe V. Sells?
Can you turn your camera on there, fuckstick?
There he is, at Joe V. Sells.
Peace, love...
for all your home buying needs.
Peace, love, and weed.
peace, love, and dank. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Tip Balls Podcast. Make sure to follow our socials, Instagram and Twitter at Tip Balls, TikTok at Tip Balls Podcast. If you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Music, check us out on YouTube. Remember to click subscribe and ring the bell so you get notified when we go live Tuesdays and Thursdays sometime around 5. But we're actually just pretty much a TikTok show now because YouTube kind of sucks. So join us on TikTok. There's a lot of you in there today, and we didn't talk about fantasy. All we did was talk about actual football, like real football. So shout out to every single one of you that's followed us, that stuck with us today. Thursday, I promise you, will help set your lineups for the fantasy playoffs. Until then, enjoy your week. See you Thursday. Oh, no, Friday. Shit, it's Friday because the Lions play Thursday. See you Friday. Yeah, bye.